A proposed Senate bill would permit year-round fireworks sales from permanent retailers and expand the window around Independence Day for pop-up vendors. As Senate Bill 199 would allow temporary vendors to sell fireworks from June 20th to July 7th. Currently, sales are restricted to June 27th to July 5th. Similar bills have been introduced over the last 5 years, and a 2022 version made it to the Senate floor, though it failed 34-2, and the 2023 and 2024 bills failed to advance. Missouri allows the year-round sales of fireworks, and Nebraska and Oklahoma offer permits from December 28 to January 1st for New Year's, though SB 199 would not add a December permit. Nobody testified against the bill on Tuesday, but in the past, concerns were raised over the increased probability for wildfires. And Mark Inkholm, the Kansas fire marshal, who identified his testimony as neutral on the bill, noted that extra staff would be needed to handle increased registrations and increased inspections. He also noted safety concerns, saying he thinks everyone understands that increased time equals increased sales, and that equals increased fireworks that will be used, and that would also equal increased injuries and fire loss in the state. The Kansas Department for Children and Families reminds Kansans who are needing assistance with winter energy bills that they can apply for the Low Energy Income Assistance Program, or LEAP, and the applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31st. LEAP provides a one-time per-year benefit to help qualifying households pay their winter heating costs, whether the home is heated with electricity, natural gas, propane, or other home heating fuels. In 2024, over 40,000 Kansas households received an average benefit of $645. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address responsible for the home's heating costs, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit received varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. Applications can be accessed online at dcf.ks.gov by clicking the Apply for Services button on the top right side of the website. LEAP applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31st, and you can learn more about LEAP in Kansas, including frequently asked questions, other community resources, and the complete schedule of LEAP application events at dcf.ks.gov. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Information about the 2025 Kansas Legislature and Legislative Session is only an email, online chat, or phone call away on the Legislative Hotline for Kansas at 1-800-432-3924. Kansas Legislative Hotline is a trustworthy resource for state residents with questions about the Kansas Legislature, and it's staffed by professional reference and research librarians. Kansans are encouraged to call the Legislative Hotline to learn who their legislators are and to access their legislative contact information, check the status and history of bills, understand the legislative process, locate historical information, and other inquiries related to Kansas government. State Librarian Ray Walling said it's critical for Kansans to have access to accurate and timely information about state government and issues that matter to them most. And by using the Legislative Hotline, Kansans can be assured they will get the information they need from a trusted source, trained librarians from their state library. Kansas residents can connect with the Legislative Hotline by phone at 1-800-432-3924, online chat at library.ks.gov/chat, and by email at infodesk@ks.gov. Live assistance is available Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and messages left by voicemail or email are promptly returned on the next business day. Additionally, Kansans can engage in real-time conversations with librarians through the Ask a Librarian service at library.ks.gov/chat. Two people were injured in an accident just before 11 a.m. on Friday in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2020 Ford Explorer driven by 54-year-old Michael L. Berggren of Oakley was eastbound on Interstate 70 near the Sylvan Grove exit. The SUV traveled over a slick spot while snow was blowing across the highway, and the vehicle entered the median, stuck a drain gate, went airborne, rolled, and came to rest on its top in the median. EMS transported Berggren and a passenger, 39-year-old Chelsea Schlitz of Oakley, to Hayes Medical Center. Burke Grin was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. In Nebraska news, Nebraska troopers reported that a man was caught drinking and driving near downtown Lincoln early on Friday morning with cocaine, marijuana, and a loaded gun in his vehicle. 37-year-old Kevin Parrott of Lincoln was pulled over a little after 3 a.m. for speeding and driving on the shoulder. According to troopers, Parrott had glassy and bloodshot eyes, and a trooper saw two open alcoholic drinks. And the arrest affidavit showed the trooper also smelled marijuana. Parrott then failed a sobriety test and refused to cooperate with two officers. Troopers said they searched his pickup truck and found four open containers of alcohol, about 35 grams of raw marijuana, about 110 grams of marijuana wax, about 10 grams of cocaine, a plethora of items with drug residue, and there was also a loaded 9mm handgun. Parrott, a convicted felon, is banned from owning firearms. Parrott is charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. On Thursday, a judge set his bond at $250,000, and he must pay $25,000 to be released. He's due back in court on March 13th. The Lincoln Police Department arrested a man on Sunday after he charged officers with a knife. Just after 12:30 p.m., officers were sent to an area near 48th and L Streets after a caller said someone was breaking windows. And when the officers arrived, they found 33-year-old Donald Johnson armed with two knives and walking north. According to the Lincoln Police Department, Johnson was walking towards the initial officer while yelling, and the officer reversed in his vehicle. A second officer then told Johnson to drop the knives, but he refused to do so. Johnson was then hit by the first officer's cruiser and fell to the ground. However, he then got up and ran towards the second officer with a knife, and he was hit by a taser. Officers then took Johnson into custody. The Lincoln Police Department said Johnson spit at a Lincoln Fire and Rescue paramedic that responded to the scene. And after Johnson was released from the hospital, he was lodged for second-degree attempted assault on an officer, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, and assault with bodily fluid on an officer.